next time I hear him on the radio, I'll get some more details and get back with you on that. But, you know, we can always use this antenna launcher I got, too, and, you know, get it up there. Just let me know if that's what you want to do. But I, next time I hear Dave talking about it, I'll ask him some more questions about it.
Antenna launcher, how high will I go, do you know?
Some of the poppers you've got in the yard, and I'm going to say they're probably more like probably 70 or 80. There's some pretty big trees. I don't think this thing is going to have a problem getting that high at all.
Okay. All right. I might take you up on it when I'm ready, but I'm not ready yet. I'm still trying to get the Yaesu 991, and nobody's got them. But as soon as they come available, I'll get me one, and I'm thinking of getting a different antenna also, K1CJW.
Just want to let you know, have you ordered it yet, or are you just waiting on a supply to come in?
I already ordered one, but they put me on back order, and I got it from Allenell in Ohio.
Yep. So that's pretty much what you have to do with those radios is just keep it on back order. And keep a check on it about every, you know, talk with somebody on the phone every 30 days or so and just ask what the status is and ask them to make a written note in your in the telephone call so that they can, when they do get the stockage in, they, okay, well, we've talked with Roland four or five times. He definitely wants the radio. But it'll be worth the wait. And that's what I had to do with mine. I had to wait. It took me 120 days to get the radio.
I did that because the minute I called them, they got my phone number apparently on the menu, and they told me when they get it, I'll know about it, and that's about it. I guess the radio I got here, I think it's kind of weak on receive because the only stations that I get out of this radio here, and it's an old ICOM 671 or 761, something like that. The only stations that I can really get out of it good, every time they tell me they got a kilowatt of power, they got a beam, but anybody with a wheat signal, I don't receive them at all. So I decided to get me a, stop buying boat anchors. I got enough of them. I don't even own a boat. And I figured I'd go and buy a new one and get it over with. K1CJ.
For NUE for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. So, yeah, Roland, when you get it in, let me know. If you know you need some help with it, I'm pretty decent with the radio. I'm not the best in the world, but I think I have found a use for every button and every menu function in the menu, and I've got all the settings on a little PowerPoint slide. So if you want to do this, you just turn to this page and you set the menu up this way. If you want to do that, you set the menu up this way. And, it's a little intimidating at first, but, you know, when you got the cut sheets, it makes it a lot easier.
I bought a ICOM 718 about a year ago when I decided to go back into ham radio. As you well know, I've been out of it for about 20 years, and I could not believe all the new technology that came out when I came back 20 years later. I had no idea what Echolink was. I had never heard of it. It didn't exist when I was on there, and I used to be on 6 meters rather than 2 meters, and 6 meters was very active, and I did a little bit of 2 meter work in Florida, but that was quite a few years ago. I sold my house, bought another one, and then when I bought another house, I never got settled in really never went back into ham radio. Okay, Chad, I'll keep you in mind. Thanks a lot, and I'm sorry if I interrupted, but I never heard anybody ever talk about a drone as an antenna launcher. I was listening to you guys talk, and I figured, well, let's see if I bring this up, see what's going to come out. But I never heard Dave talk about it either, as using a drone as an antenna launcher. And I listen to him quite a bit because he's on there quite often. K1CJW is clear.
Roland, when you get ready, let me know, and I'll be glad to come by, and we'll get it set up. It works really well. I just got a little fine-tuning to do, but I'll get it figured out. All right, are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. KO4HKX. I just want to make sure Dave got me checked in. I didn't know if I'd make it back in time for the net.
KO4NUE. Yes, sir, I do have you logged in. He did check you in by telephone relay. You got any comments you'd like to make?
I just want to say sorry for earlier.
Anyway, I was picking at you a little bit. But with that, I hope things went well up in Boone, and hope you have a safe ride back. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rag you, please call KO4NUE. My net report. Peter, back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.